Welcome to Radio Gorgeous. On the gorgeous sofa today, I have Susie Hartman, who is a modern etiquette consultant and life coach, as well as an entrepreneur who hosts bespoke wellness retreats and is here to talk about a very personal journey to her after extensive research and conversations with experts, she decided to try microdosing to treat the symptoms of menopause and anxiety. And microdosing can also be used to treat addiction and deeper trauma. So we're going to explore that a little bit today, as well as being an etiquette coach and hosting wellness retreats. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous, Susie Hartman.
Thank you very much for having me here today. And I'm honored, actually, to explain my journey with microdosing. So the reason I decided to venture into this little world of mushrooms several years ago was because I had gone through a very deep and moving menopause, which came early in life for me. I was in my late 40s, and I was a little overwhelmed with all the sensations that I was feeling, and I couldn't quite pinpoint what was happening to me. So I decided to go to Ibiza, as one does, to a yoga retreat to figure out maybe how to take care of what was happening to me. And in going to Ibiza, I met a very interesting man from Argentina that had lived in Holland. And in one of the sessions that I was having with him, he said, "Have you ever thought about microdosing?" Much to my surprise at the time, I had no idea what microdosing was. And so I said, "Well, what does it entail? What is it?" And he says, "Well, you have to be very careful on who you speak with, but it is psilocybins, and psilocybins and LSD come in very different forms. This is a natural form through mushrooms." And he sent me a link. I came back to London. I did my due diligence and extensive research, went to many talks that are available in London, and read about the different protocols that were in place on how to explore the options that I had for myself. It was very much for myself and not for any other purpose. And I have to say, I was a tad apprehensive at first because I was venturing into something different and quite unexplored, in as much as in my reality and from my background and where I come from and how I live. So I thought, no, this is a good thing. I believe in all things natural, and this is something that will benefit me and perhaps other women going through the same issues.
But of course, with my own prejudices and experiences, you know, so we're talking about magic mushrooms.
Yep.
In this instance, which are mostly used for people to recreational drug use and to go on a trip.
Yes.
You know, so a mind altering experience. And as you say, similar to LSD, but which is a man-made form. But yeah, it's a bit scary. But if you think about, there is a history of LSD in particular being used, I think Marilyn Monroe was using it for treating mental illness. Mm-hmm. Timothy Leary was a big big proponent of it. But so it does have this counterculture sort of reference to it, a stigma to it. So I think that would be off-putting. One, you know, and is it legal? You know, there's another off-putting aspect of things. But as we've seen, medical marijuana has become a thing. CBD oil has become a thing. So perhaps we are in a time and you are sort of trying to open your mind at this time, say, well, I'm experiencing this. I don't want to go down a medical route. How can I explore this? This might be a possibility.
That's exactly how I took it upon myself. But in doing my research, as I said earlier, I found out that this magic mushrooms have existed since the beginning of time. And they were very much used in Mexico, for example, which is where all this actually stems from. We have mushrooms all over the world and we grow them everywhere, especially magic mushrooms. They're more prevalent in subtropical and tropical cultures, and the shamans and the indigenous people have used them for, yes, trips, but not with the negative connotations. The trips that I'm talking about are the journeys that we should all take in order to figure out what it is that we're looking for, and that will help us in understanding what's affecting us. So that's why I thought, okay, I'm suffering from the most outrageous menopause, which I had no idea would affect me in this way. And I thought...
What kind of symptoms were you experiencing?
Well, I had hot flushes, anxiety, mild depression. I almost became sociologically afraid to just venture out at times. So I feel that it took me by surprise, and I'm a bit of an extrovert, and to be confined to my own fear of something that I couldn't understand, I thought, no, I need to solve this. And I already knew that, you know, hormone replacement, yes, no, should I go down that route? I don't do well with pharma. Pharma for me is something that is very unsacred, let's say. I believe in natural medicines. I have grown up taking homeopathic. So I thought, what can I do to help me figure out what's wrong with me? So I got my truffles sent from Holland, and they come, there's different ways of microdosing. So I thought, how do I start my microdosing journey? And I took my truffles out of the package, which comes sealed, beautifully sealed. I made myself a tea. I put ginger, honey, my truffles. I let them soak. I drank my tea after 20 minutes on an empty stomach. And I said, God help us. Let's see what happens now. And I have to say, I was a little bit mentally apprehensive, because it was a new phase to how I was going to tackle what I was dealing with. And pleasantly, I was calm. I took it all in. I took the day off just in case there were some side effects. There weren't any side effects. And I have to say, I was calm. I was relaxed. But what surprised me the most was that I was extremely focused and creative. And all that anxiety that I would feel because I would procrastinate, of which that was another symptom that I had. I had this fuzzy brain of procrastination and fear. It almost just dissipated out of me. It wasn't an immediate effect. It took about 4 hours to sort of settle into me. But I felt very good. And I thought, okay, if this is the outcome of a simple tea with some truffles that I'm ingesting, this is a good thing.
Did you feel sort of back to what you used to feel like inside, you know, inside your person, inside yourself, like who you had grown to know as yourself?
I found that lost Susie again. Mm-hmm. And that was the reason why I took them in the first place. Because when you go through all sorts of changes and grief and addiction, you forget who that person was. And so in my search to remember who Susie was and where she'd gone, I decided to microdose. And yes, that's exactly who I was looking for. And that's who I found again. So I thought, okay, I'm going to use the protocol that I worked on and studied, which was 1 day yes, 2 days no, and then again on the fourth day you take it again. And you do that for about, I did it for 6 to 12 weeks, depending. And then I would take a break. And so your body falls into this, it's almost like a rhythm. Your body gets used to it, but not too used to it. And it brings you back. And you remember who you were. I got on with my work. I was extremely creative. I got on with several businesses that I had set up without the added fear that I felt before.
And the self-doubt.
Absolutely. The self-doubt was gone. But more importantly, I was at one with nature, which is the one thing I wasn't expecting. You know, in the hustle and bustle of London life and all the things that we have to do on a daily basis, I felt I could hear the birds chirping. I would walk in my garden barefoot. And that is actually the true essence of these natural remedies. going, and it's the respect that we need to give them to actually feel it on a much higher level. I know it sounds woo-wah, but it's that spiritual aspect which is missed in venturing to do something different, to heal yourself. And that's what really surprised me the most.
How did your family interact with you around this?
So this is a funny question and a good and very relevant question. So before venturing on this little task that I had, I was, like I said, apprehensive, but my family was extremely supportive. I have a daughter and a son that are 19 and 18, and my husband. So they said, great, go for it. And the first thing that my son said was, Mommy, you're amazing. You must not stop microdosing. And I said, why do you say that? He says, the change in you is so positive. And you are such a lovely and empathetic person that that crazy woman that had appeared suddenly had kind of washed out of me. So that was a, you know, when you hear that from your own family, you think, wow, this is a good thing.
That's a validating, you know, really validation of the work you were doing.
And absolutely. I mean, at that point you think, well, this surely can't be a bad thing that I'm doing. And imagine how this could help so many other women and women that are scared because they don't know what's happening to them, or they drink too much, or they take something that they shouldn't be taking, or they're going through a transformation that they don't understand, or they've lost their mojo. Because when you go through these changes, as we said, you forget who that initial person was, and then you actually kind of give up. But this brought me back into myself, and I continued. I actually microdosed for 9 months, and it was, I have to say, the best thing I have ever done. It was therapeutic, it was enlightening, and I think it's something that should seriously be looked at by the NHS, medical practitioners, psychiatrists, and the government should really try and find different solutions to the problems that are existing in society right now.
Yeah. And it would be less expensive, as you can grow it.
Well, the issue here is exactly that, actually. I think the reason why the governments of this world are not venturing down this route is because it's actually quite affordable. And therefore, where's the profit margin for, if I may say this, the big pharma groups? I did, in my research, find that Johnson & Johnson had bought a sector or was investing in psilocybins and magic mushrooms and psychedelics. So if a big corporation and pharma company like Johnson & Johnson is willing to invest because they see the profits and actually the health benefits of it, then
yeah, the potential.
The potential is there. We just need to find a way to be able to make it more accessible to a vast majority without repercussions.
Talk to me about how you feel it could help people with addiction and deeper traumas.
With the right protocols, there are different types of protocols. There's microdosing and macrodosing. And there's a lot of actually medical practitioners that do go down that route through psychotherapy and psychiatry. In order to heal deep-rooted trauma, you use higher doses of psilocybins and LSD. And so it has to be monitored. You have to have the monitored aspect. You have to do it with somebody in the room in the correct conditions. If you send that person down that trip, because it becomes a trip at that point, you become very introspective. And so you go into your deep-rooted childhood trauma, which I'm not a medical professional, but it is the root of a lot of later on life problems. And so done correctly, the effectiveness is bewildering. It actually allows you to sort of detach yourself, see it, and try to solve it. it almost becomes a logical exercise, but it's because of that supposed trip that you're going into, not recreational, but therapeutic. And so it's very effective, but a lot of these drugs are effective. DMT, ecstasy. They've used ecstasy to do couples therapy together because it's the love drug that allows you to sort of, when couples reach a certain stage in their life and they just can't stand the sight of each other anymore, when they do this sort of therapy together, it opens them up and they remember what it is that they loved about each other in the first place. The same with psilocybin. Only with psilocybin, it's a more personal journey. Yeah.
And it is important, I would think, in that moment. It is important because you are so introspective and yet easily guided. You are very vulnerable. And so it really has to be done with full responsibility and full, you know, guidance and, you know, in a safe environment.
When you go on higher dosages, you have to do it with a professional medical practitioner. The way I did it is not recommended by the scientists, even though there has been extensive research done at Imperial, Johns Hopkins, UCL. They've done research with people within the universities, controlled, and they've seen in 4 to 12 hours what has happened to them and how they come out and how they react. So yes, that is the correct procedure and protocol, but it can be done on a microdosing level, which is what I did, very effectively.
And it's so interesting. Mm-hmm. If people want to hear more about this, you're going to be doing a talk at the Bingham River House.
Yes.
Monday, 27th of March, 6:30. I think tickets are £10. You can find out more on our website. But I want to turn now, because obviously that helped you return to your former energetic self and your entrepreneurial powers. And tell me more about your work as a modern etiquette consultant and life coach, as well as your wellness retreats.
So prior to COVID pandemic, I thought to myself, well, what can I do with the experience that I have accumulated throughout my extensive travels and educational background? What can I do to integrate different cultures into a setting like London? And so that's when I thought, okay, my son goes to a particular school. How do these parents manage to get their kids from whatever country they come from into a setting where they don't feel so foreign and alien? So I thought, okay, through this sheer observation of what was in front of me, I set up an etiquette consultancy company called Pardon Me. And I worked a lot with the Asian market, to be precise. And it was very effective because I would interview them. I would try to make them feel comfortable within the setting that they were in and ask them, what is it that you want to get out of it? Do you want to integrate yourself into society in London? Do you want to get your kids through the grueling examination process? And what is it that you want to achieve with this? And in all the extensive conversations that we had, I created bespoke programs for them. And I managed to get them into the settings that they wanted. How to behave at Ascot, what to wear, how to get your kid into the top boarding schools, how to feel comfortable in who you are as a person without taking away your cultural heritage, because it's always important to remember and hold on to who you are. It's not always the best thing to adopt another culture, but it is important to be able to fit in without
incorporating yourself into the culture.
And I think the fear of the diversity of the different cultures that we're dealing with was that they didn't feel comfortable because, what if I make a mistake? And so in allowing them to feel comfortable within what they were wearing, how they were speaking, how they were eating, simple things, very simple things, but actually important. Count for a lot for yeah. for certain people, then you don't feel like everybody's watching you. So that's where I came in.
It could have been helpful because I was lulled into a false sense of sort of fluidity or fluency when yeah. I moved to this country, because just because it was English didn't mean I understood.
Yes, exactly. And imagine, and you speak English, imagine a foreign language and a foreign everything. So yes, it's important to learn the tricks of the trade and then sort of just swiftly walk through. So that's yeah, what I initially did.
Which sounds a bit like easily turning into life coaching.
Yes.
That to me makes a natural transition. So what occurred? What occurred there?
So in working with these wonderful people, I then saw that there were also these insecurities amongst them as well. Mm-hmm. But I especially focused with teenagers. Teenagers for me are such a wonderful set group because they're going through everything in such a short span, and so much is expected of them. And one of the things I noticed and learned through my own children and in meeting their friends in certain settings is that they weren't listened to. They weren't seen, they weren't listened to, and it's almost as if their parents didn't care. And so they were stuck in this void of, what do I do? So I thought, okay, they're always at my house, they're with my kids, and I have this intuitive thing about me. I sense people and teenagers. Then they would sit with me in the kitchen and I'd say, hey, how are you doing? What are you doing with your studies? How is the partying going? Where are you going? Who are you meeting? And they would naturally feel seen and heard. So they would sit with me and talk. And I thought, okay, there's an element here that there's a niche here and a gap that needs to be filled, because it's very necessary to make that transition into adulthood in a feeling good about yourself with a better self-esteem. And that's what I was doing. I was coaching youngsters to take the plunge without fearing, because society and the schooling process here is a bit of a nightmare, actually. And they don't teach you these skills in school. They teach you how to pass exams, but they don't teach you how to become yourself, your own person. But if you learn how to become the person you want to be, then everything else falls into place. And yeah. I think that's an important thing.
This is my son goes through his A-level year. I'm hearing you.
Yeah, my son too. This is his A-level year.
Exactly. Okay, so, and tell me, because I think this is relatively new, is the wellness retreats.
Yes, so I started joining all these networking groups in the Chiswick and Barnes area and Mayfair, and I came across a lovely woman who became my business partner, and I have always been interested in natural remedies and wellness. But it's not about yoga and meditation. It's about finding and learning the correct tools and skills to be able to function correctly in your best capacity. And that's also lost in society. And I decided that it would be interesting to deal with the corporate world, where they have a lot of teams within their business, but they're always under immense pressure. And so everything that they're doing is for the benefit of the corporation and the profit margins, but they're really not taking care of themselves. So I thought, well, if you don't have the necessary tools to take care of yourself, you're not going to be profitable for your corporation. So we decided to set up a wellness retreat that are team-based, but also for personal people that want to go and recalibrate. So if you look at it like a mechanical watch or a vintage car, every single component and part has a function. So do our bodies, our brain, our gut, our bodies. If they are out of sync, everything else is out of sync. And that causes mental health problems, causes depression, anxiety. There's a huge correlation now with the gut biome. So if you're eating processed food, drinking too much alcohol, not putting the correct fuel into your body, your intestines sort of bring that to your brain. The correlation is there, It and you don't function properly, so you are not producing at your capacity. So what we do in our retreats, we have a series of workshops with several incredible practitioners, and we teach them how to eat, ways of sleeping, Alexander technique, which is how to be able to stand correctly, to make your posture, make it, if you have the correct posture, you feel better at about yourself. This is what they invented it for actors to go on stage before. We teach them how to breathe right before you give a pitch for a big company. You're nervous, so if you do the correct breath work, you have the correct posture, you have the correct fuel in you, then it all falls into place and you're functioning the way you should be. So basically that's what it entails, and once again it's bespoke and it's according to what the needs demand.
Excellent. Where can people find out more about that?
So the website is www.beaumontawareness.com. So we're online, all the information is there. You can call us, you can write to us, and we can tailor make it to anybody's needs.
Wow, Susie Hartman, thank you so much. This has been absolutely fascinating. And for other fascinating women, please go to www.radiogorgeous.com, where all the information for Beaumont Awareness, as well as Susie's talk at Bingham Regular House, will be available. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.